Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
For the Bills, it was close, but not quite in week one against the Patriots, facing an early 10-0 deficit. Buffalo stormed back to take the lead midway through the third quarter, following an 80-yard touchdown drive to go up 21-17. But New England would score the final 6 points of the game, including a 35-yard field goal from Steven Gostkowski with 5 seconds left to lift the Patriots to a 23-21 victory over Buffalo.
Obviously, I think early on we came, we battled some adversity. I was proud of the way the players, held on, and we kept that game where it didn't get out of control on us early on in the first half. And I thought we came out the second half offensively, went down the field, felt good about it. And then, we had some opportunities at the end. We didn't convert or make the plays that we needed to win the game.
I think it was a few drives, late in the third or fourth quarter that, if we had continued to get down the field, possibly get a field goal or a touchdown, could have sealed the game. It's happened, it's over with. Now you got to move forward to the next week.
It's not the same team, we just lost the game. We got a lot of new faces on this team, and we had a chance to win it, but, turnovers, goodness, I can't put the ball on the ground. Because if I do, I minimize our chances of Benson sustaining drives. So just got to clean that up, and that's the stuff that I can control.
The defense kept the Bills in it early when penalties and turnovers handed New England short fields. But getting off the field on third down proved difficult for Buffalo's defense, especially in the second half when the Patriots converted 6 of 10 third downs.
I feel like we gave Brady a lot of stuff. But of course, Brady being a Hall of Famer, he picks up real good. And we just got to keep playing and try to figure out what else we can do to try to confuse them or give them a different look. We got to get off on third down. It's basically what our issue was this game.
It's very frustrating because we always play them close, and we just want to be able to finally get over that hump. Like Coach was telling us, it's just the little things. We just got to make sure we correct the little things, and we'll be able to do.
Penalties, on both sides of the ball for us are put us behind the eight ball a lot. If you keep giving an experienced quarterback like that and a team that's won a lot of football games opportunities by penalties or, things like that, it comes back to bite you, and it did.
I think that the penalties have hurt, or the lack of making a play hurt during that, and I think that was the consistency that we were looking for, and that's what we were able to do. And I don't think it's a big secret. I think when you can go out there and consistently, block, run the ball, throw the ball, make those plays, I think, good things can happen. We have to do that more often.
On the bright side, E.J. Manuel looked poised in his regular season debut, going 18 of 27 passing for 150 yards and a pair of touchdown passes. The Bills did lose Marquise Goodwin to a hand injury. He'll be reevaluated on Monday. The Bills host Carolina here at the stadium in week 2. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.